Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Vav and Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin as we continue discussing what happens when a person gets his coins confused. He has regular coins, he has Maaser Sheni coins. What should he do? Says the Mishnah, Sela Shal Maaser Sheni B'Shal Chulin Shenis Arvu. A person has a silver coin of Maaser Sheni and he has a silver coin of Chulin. And they got mixed up and we're not sure which coin is Chulin and which coin is Maaser Sheni. He says the Mishnah, what should he do? Mevi b'sela mos. He should take the sela and basically exchange it for various copper coins, v'omer, and he should say, sela shel Maaser Sheni b'chol makom shehi. The coin that was Maaser Sheni, whichever one it is, whether it's this coin, whether it's that coin, whichever one was that initial silver coin, mechuleles al ha-ma'us ha'elu. Its kedusha, its holiness, should be transferred to these copper coins. That's step one, is that he's transferring the holiness of whichever one of the silver coins was Maaser Sheni. He's transferring it to the group of copper coins that are there. Uvorer es hayafa shebehen. And then he's choosing the nicer one back of the silver coins. Umichalulon aleh. And he's basically saying all these copper coins now have this kedusha, that now have this holiness, this status of Maaser Sheni. Now it's reverting back to the nicer one of the initial silver coins. So now the Mishnah wants to understand. I understand. Once you took the kedusha of the silver coins and you transferred it to the copper coins, just leave it on the copper coins. Why are you going back and moving that kedusha, that Maaser Sheni holiness, back onto one of these silver coins? Says the Mishnah, Mipnei Sha'amru, because they say, Mechalin Kesef al Nechoshes Midochak. The halacha is that you can only transfer the holiness of silver onto copper when you're forced to do so. In this case, he had no choice. In this case, you had these two silver coins. You weren't sure which was Maaser Sheni and which was a regular coin. So you were forced to do that. However, you can only do it when you're forced to do so. But Veloshi is Kaimkein. You can't just keep it that way. Ella Chozeru Mechalin al hakasef. Rather, you must then take the copper that you transferred the kedusha onto and then send it back to the initial silver coins. So that's the halacha, that if you're not sure which coins are chulin, which coins Maaser Sheni, transfer them onto the copper coins and then transfer it back from the copper coins to one of the silver coins. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, says the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Lo yase adam es slav dinrei zav. Says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed, a person's not allowed to transfer his silver Maaser Sheni coins onto gold. Now what happened is, gold is obviously much more valuable than silver, so they would take all of their silver coins, and it's much easier to just bring a few gold coins instead of a lot of silver coins. But says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to transfer your silver Maaser Sheni money onto your gold coins and give that the holiness they're going to bring to Yerushalayim for the Maaser Sheni. And the reason, as the Bar Tanura points out, is because we're concerned that a person is going to delay the transfer, is going to delay bringing the money down to Maaser Sheni. I only have a certain number of silver coins, I don't have enough for a gold coin yet, and therefore he's going to delay bringing it down to Yerushalayim, he's going to delay his obligation, which we are concerned about. That is the opinion of Beis Shammai, that you cannot transfer the holiness, the Maaser Sheni Kedusha, from silver to gold. Continuing now, however, Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says that it's permitted, you're allowed to transfer your silver coins to gold. He's not concerned that a person is going to delay their obligation by not bringing it down right away and by waiting for the silver to equal to the amount of a gold coin. And as the Rambam points out, we paskin like Beis Hillel, namely, you are allowed to transfer your Maaser Sheni silver to gold coins. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Ani asisi l'Rabban Gamliel u'l'Rabbi Yehoshu es kaspon dinrei zahav. Rabbi Akiva says that I personally changed the silver coins of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshu into the silver coins into gold. I did it myself. So certainly, just like Rabbi Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to transfer the silver to the gold, so too Rabbi Akiva says that I did that exact same thing for Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshu, clearly holding that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, namely you are allowed to change your silver Maaser Sheni coins for gold coins. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav taught us that when if you have one coin, that's a Maaser Sheni, and one coin, that is Chulin. So you're not sure which is which. What do you do? So you got to sort of have this, play this little transfer situation where you have these, you take copper coins, and you say that these copper coins are going to get the holiness of the Maaser Sheni, of whichever one was Maaser Sheni, is now going to be transferred to the copper. But then you're going to take the copper coins and say, now I'm transferring the Maaser Sheni from the copper to the nicer of the gold coins. And the reason why we do that, as the Mishnah points out, is because usually you're not allowed to transfer silver to copper, but because here we don't have a choice, that's what you have, that's what you need to do, so you're allowed to do that, but then you must then go back and transfer back from the copper coins to the silver coin. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Zion discussed whether or not you're allowed to exchange silver coins for gold coins, just because it's easier to carry the gold than the silver. There are fewer of the coins. Beis Shammai says you cannot, because we're concerned that maybe you're going to delay and you're going to wait to have enough silver to be able to get the gold. Beis Hillel is not concerned. He permits that. And Rabbi Akiva clearly holds like Beis Hillel, as the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And he says that I did exactly like Beis Hillel when it came to the coins of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. I had gold coins. We had silver coins that we exchanged for gold coins. Have a great day.